Hello, and welcome to today's Heart Investors Podcast. My name is Brian Meshkin, and I'm privileged to host this podcast. Today, we are honored to have as our guest, co-founder and CEO of Los Angeles-based Scale Health, my friend, Taylor McPartland. Welcome, Taylor, to Heart Investors Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Good to see you and hear you.
It's good to see and hear you too, my friend. So Taylor, we're so excited to hear about Scale Health and your background today. Taylor and I met a little over 2.5 years ago before his beautiful little girl, Maggie, was born, when he was just getting, at the time, what was called Scale LA, and their vision has expanded into Scale Health just off the ground then. I remember coming up to his office, I think it's the 10th floor, if I remember correctly.
Good memory.
Right off the 405, it had just opened, smell of new paint. It was a pretty exciting time. I want to tell our listeners, Taylor, a little bit about you because I know you're such a humble guy and you won't toot your own horn. So I'd like to toot Taylor's horn and tell you a little bit about him. So Taylor is originally from Northern California. He moved about 20 years ago down to Southern California, probably for the warmer weather. But he attended Whittier College. And after graduation, he got really involved in the LA tech community, the Silicon Beach community, if you will. He co-founded an agency that was involved in data marketing a little over 10 years ago. And that agency basically then created a crowdfunding platform. And after realizing some of the potential of mobilizing people, Taylor kind of caught the bug around being able to help entrepreneurs after the entrepreneur success that he achieved to give back and help others through an accelerator that he created to help companies in the Los Angeles area and beyond. And so that idea of achieving success through hard work and then helping others do it is really what I know inspires Taylor and all the conversations that I've had with him. So with that mission in mind, he started what is now called Scale Health about 5 years ago and a foundation associated with that called the Scale Health Foundation. And Scale Health's vision is really to be an entrepreneur or an engine that basically builds and connects these entrepreneurs both with communication and collaboration with their surrounding communities in the public sector to address these societal problems. Currently, Scale Health has a huge facility in LA. They're growing there and they're growing in other regions, specifically in the healthcare sector. And so it was that shared passion for supporting entrepreneurs interested in solving societal problems, which is something that's close to my heart, that really bonded Taylor and I together when we met in all of our subsequent conversations. So Taylor, you're awesome. Thank you for all you're doing. And thanks so much for being on here today.
Thank you. That was a good summary. I feel like I know what I do now. This is helpful.
Well, that's good. If people could see you, they see you're blushing. But no, Taylor is really a great guy. Well, before we get started, we always like to do a quick word on behalf of one of our sponsors, and today it's Cancer Fund. If you've ever donated to a cancer research foundation in the hopes of helping stop cancer, then you may want to learn more about how to invest in Cancer Fund. Cancer Fund is a community of people, over 3,000, sharing a passion to change the future of cancer now. They believe that innovation is the key to improving cancer prevention, diagnosis, intervention, and outcomes. And they're committed to doing this by supporting developments in their earliest stages where financial support can really mean the difference between just a great idea and a breakthrough in cancer care. So why would someone out of the blue invest $500 or more in Cancer Fund? At the end of the day, it's to help cancer patients, and possibly you can get a return on your investment. I was inspired by learning from the founding team at Cancer Fund, and I recently joined them a few months ago as a venture partner. So to learn more about investing in the Cancer Fund, or if you're looking for investment in your early stage cancer company, please visit www.cancerfund.com. All right, now that we got that plug-in for our sponsor, let's get started, Taylor. So it's a version of a question that I always start off with every guest on our podcast. And that is, I'm interested in what inspires you. And so in thinking about what you've done, what inspired you to found Scale LA, which then evolved into Scale Health to help entrepreneurs that are looking at making a societal impact?
Great question. Honestly, what inspired me to start it is, being inspired by entrepreneurs who are tackling big systemic challenges that have a real immediate impact on humankind every single day. I know, and you know how hard it is, how hard the entrepreneurial journey is, regardless of what industry you're in. I mean, it's a very specific type of person that feels compelled to start their own company and truly be an entrepreneur. And then to be the type of entrepreneur that not only wants to start their own company, but wants to start that company with the mission of improving the healthcare industry, which is such such a huge industry, such a heavily regulated industry, such an industry that impacts so many people. That's what really inspired me. It started from a place of having conversations with entrepreneurs who said, you know, just like Cancer Fund, I'm focused on improving, you know, the lives of cancer patients. I'm focused on curing cancer because of X. Like, this is my story, and that's where I'm dedicating the rest of my life. So from my standpoint, you know, I stood back and said, well, you know, I don't have an MD of any sort behind my name. I'm not the type of person that's necessarily going to be able to go out and, you know, cure a cancer directly, or, you know, have a, you know, or really any specific part of the health industry. But what I can do is really convene the right stakeholders at the table to do the blocking and tackling, so that that innovator with that passion, with that knowledge, and with that vision for curing cancer potentially is in the best possible position to be able to do it.
Now, that's so important. And it's there are obviously people that are trying to make the world a better place in various different ways. They may go into public service in the government. They may work in a nonprofit. They may work in a big company. But there really isn't any person that takes a bigger bet or a greater risk in saying, I'm going to give up my income. I'm going to put my livelihood on the line. I'm going to pour in all my savings, max out my credit cards, whatever it is, to try to solve this problem. It's definitely very inspirational talking to these entrepreneurs. So when you think about that need and that what inspired you, tell us about Scale Health. Tell us about the services. Tell us about your growth plans, because there are a lot of folks out there that need what you guys have.
Yeah, absolutely. So Scale Health, as you alluded, we're a health innovation ecosystem. And our goal is to really accelerate the impact of health innovation on a global scale. And we really do that through two ways. One, it's with acceleration. And then two is with implementation. So on the acceleration side, really in response to COVID, I mean, you've been through our facility, so you know, how much good energy and collaboration and communication we had in that space. But with COVID, obviously, the world went virtual. It went digital. You know, it went Zoom. It didn't go water cooler. And so we built out a tool that we call the Scale Health Architect that allows us to be able to identify and track health innovation companies at any stage, anywhere around the world, and know exactly how their milestones are progressing, how their traction is progressing, what their velocity is, how they're hitting their KPIs. Is their hockey stick going up and to the right? Are they flatlining? And then based on those metrics, we can then deliver to them advisors, investors, thought leaders, strategic partners that can plug those holes and help them not only continue to either right the ship or continue to scale, continue to grow, and get their solution to market as quickly as possible and into the right hands of the people that need it most as soon as possible. So that's the acceleration side of what we do. On the implementation side, we work directly with payers, with providers, with city and county, state governments, academia, and strategic partners. And we really look to understand what are their goals, what are their needs, what's keeping them up at night, and in a very hand in glove way, how can we pair up their needs with the solutions that are being provided by the early and growth stage startups that we're working with, and how can we get them together to say, okay, you have a need for hypertension solutions that are, you know, increasing access to care. I've got a startup that's working on that. Let's get together and talk about it. And that really goes to the core of what the Scale Health mission has been since the very beginning. Now, if we can get these stakeholders that all care about the same vision and mission, but traditionally have never spoken the same language, if we can get them pulling on the same end of the rope, then it becomes a very easy game of tug of war. And that's what we want to do.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Definitely, you know, in solving problems, it's more than just shareholders. It's about aligning stakeholders. And I think that's one of the things that you guys do a really nice job with. And so when you think of incubators like Scale Health, and I know you guys are kind of unique in the connections with the community, how do you think that incubators like yourself or Scale Health can specifically make an impact from a social standpoint, from a social impact?
Great question. I mean, I'll give you an example. So, you know, you touched a little bit on our foundation work as well. You know, recently through our foundation, we partnered up with Blue Shield of California to look at Blue Shield of California and the Compton Unified School District to identify behavioral health needs within the Compton Unified School District in South LA for high school students. And then to pair up those students with entrepreneurs from within the Scale Health ecosystem to work together to develop behavioral health solutions that could then be implemented within the district and within the community. And so we're in the process right now in that case where we have the pleasure of, you know, working with amazing entrepreneurs who are all selected to be a part of Scale Health, largely because they do share a passion for community impact and community support. We work with community members, you know, high schools, high school students, who know those the needs that their community face at a real, you know, granular, real world, you know, manner, and strategic partners, like whether they be the Blue Shields, whether they be, you know, app development partners like ISBX in this particular case, to all work together to identify a solution and then build out that solution. And now we're just at the point where that solution is soon going to be rolled out within the community and really owned by the community, specifically to support the behavioral health needs of Compton High School students. So that's kind of the core of what gets us really excited, because it is very, it's very real. We can see that from the beginning to the end. We can see it from working with the entrepreneurs, the stakeholders, and we can see it when it's in the hands of users that prior to this didn't have anything similar and now are able to really take their behavioral health into their own hands.
That's awesome. That's really exciting. I had no idea you guys were doing that. You know, I'm a former school board member myself back in Maryland. And I served from 2010 to 2014. It was neat because I was able to be a school board member while my kids were in school. I was the only school board member that had kids in school because I was a young dad at the time. And it was also the school district that I graduated from. So that's, I was awesome, giving back to the school district that gave me so much. And I love educators, and I think they're modern day heroes in many ways. And I remember my very first meeting after I took the oath of office. My very first meeting, I brought up mental health issues. Before it was, you know, now it's very in to talk about them, but it was something that I had noticed in students. And I had hosted a documentary called Race to Nowhere, The Dark Side of America's Achievement Culture, in multiple different schools across, so people could see this documentary, because it talked about the pressure and the stress that kind of the standardized tests and the level of homework and all that type of stuff place on students. Because I remember when I was growing up, shoot, you could walk on to the JV football team at your high school. Now, if you haven't played football since you were like 5 years old all year, every year, you're not making high school sports. And there's so much pressure, you know, whether it's college acceptance and scholarships, and the cost of living's gone up so much, and it's so competitive because it's on a worldwide scale with a more flat earth. I think that's awesome that you're working with companies that are addressing some of these issues. Because at the time, you know, I was a school board member, so I was talking about how we need to be cognizant of this. And I put together a task force on student mental health and those type of things. But it's awesome to see there's only so much a school district can do to solve it without bringing together all the stakeholders. And I'm just so glad that you guys are doing that for the Compton Unified School District. That's great.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
That's good stuff. That's awesome. Okay. So I'm sure there are people that are listening. They're saying, wow, Taylor is a cool guy. Sounds like he's doing some really neat things at Scale Health. I'd like to be a part of it in some form or fashion. So what are you looking for in companies to be a part of Scale Health? Like, do you choose companies? How does all that work?
Our acceptance process, it's we have a very wide funnel that we, when it comes to the companies that we work for, we want pretty much anyone and everyone who has a passion for innovating in the health space to have a home within Scale Health. And so really simple, there's a sign up feature on the Scale Health website, scalehealth.com. And you know, anyone with a with an idea, with a company, you know, I would urge them to go and sign up and get involved. You know, what we look for is really two things. We look for, you know, good people, and, you know, we look for passion in the space. And, you know, beyond that, then it's a really comes down to how those people and how those companies are able to engage with the Scale Health community, engage with our technology. And ideally, our technology, the Scale Health Architect, is there to help them determine if, you know, if they're early stage, if what they have is a good idea. If they're growth stage, help them secure capital or position themselves for those investment meetings. And, you know, if they're growth stage and they're, you know, have a validated concept that's ready to hit the market, then getting them connected with, you know, prepping them and getting them put in the best possible position to be able to take those meetings with strategic payers, providers, and corporate partners that can really be the game-changing partner for them and for their company, for their vision, and for the community they serve.
That's awesome. Well, Taylor, I know you talked about passion, and you and I both share that passion for social entrepreneurship, and we love working with others that have that same passion. And as we've discussed, the mission of this podcast is to help educate and inspire others to become heart investors, you know, people that invest in things that are close to their heart, important to them. You know, we want to mobilize people with these good intentions just, you know, to take on some of the challenges of the world in healthcare, whether it be or in any condition, you know, environmental issues, social issues, poverty. There's so many challenges that we face as humanity. And oftentimes it involves having to stand up to some of those special interests, whether they're in business, the media who loves to sensationalize things, or even those in government that are getting power from it, and other places that want to preserve the status quo. And we want people to invest in new technologies and new ways of doing things. And so as a fellow heart investor, I consider you one of those, and a social entrepreneur. I'm wondering how you think we can inspire more people to be heart investors, to be social entrepreneurs. How do we do that?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think, you know, the first step is education. It's getting outside of the bubbles that we all live in, and educating ourselves on what some of these challenges are that are out there. Cause there's just some, you know, agonizing realities in every single industry, whether it's health, whether it's environmental, whether it's educational. I mean, you named them all off, and there are really huge, huge problems, fixable problems, but huge problems that are having a negative impact on each of our lives, on any given day and every day. And I think understanding, for example, like the disparity in quality of care and, you know, maternal health based on race. Like once you start to understand those data points, you're like, how is this possible in this, you know, in this day and age, in this century, in this country? And, you know, how can I, as a heart investor, change that and have an impact on that? Because there's a lot of people out there that are tackling that issue and becoming familiar with those issues, becoming familiar with who those visionary people are that are trying to tackle them, and then doing everything you can to be able to support their work, their amazing work, is really the first step.
No, I think that's great advice. Well, Taylor, thank you so much. We're running out of time. I see here looking at the clock. Thanks so much for joining us today to discuss Scale Health, talk about what inspires you in social entrepreneurship. I really appreciate you answering my questions. Hopefully there were no curveballs there, and you sharing your insights with our listeners. It's our hope to our listeners that by hearing Taylor's perspective, that you too have been inspired to create some positive change in our world, and maybe even do something entrepreneurially to make the world a better place. Our world certainly needs more heart investors, and we want to thank all of our sponsors as well. Here at Heart Investors, we look forward to interviewing heart investors just like Taylor from across the globe every week. To learn more, visit us at heartinvestors.org. I want to thank our producer, Arnav Pagadiala, my co-founder, who's a college student. He's the one behind the scenes on this podcast. It gets us listed on Spotify and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, et cetera. We already have our next like dozen guests lined up. So keep listening to learn more about social impact investing and social entrepreneurship. So until next time, as I always say, instead of being manipulated by those in the media or industry or government that have us focus on the differences between people, let's continue to focus on how people can make a difference. Make it a great day. Taylor, thanks for being on. And we look forward to hearing more great things about what you're doing in Scale Health.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.